Barley and sorghum exports to China have soared in recent years, but now grain agencies and traders are asking how long that can last. That's because China's sitting on a massive stockpile of corn, and there's concern that officials may be keen to limit imports of potential substitutes. Clint Jasper reports.
The size of China's corn stockpile varies depending on who you ask. The US Department of Agriculture pegs it at 81 million tonnes, while the UN Food and Agriculture Organization's estimate sits higher at 95 million. Market intelligence firm China Ag's director Lauren Pewitt says the rise in stocks has not seen the domestic price fall because of the government's stockpiling and support price policy.
So basically you have these high prices, which is good for the farmers because they're guaranteed a minimum income. And also it's good for the government because they can ensure that they have a, you could say, a robust stockpile of grain on hand to feed the population.
The higher domestic price for corn, along with the government's policy of restricting imports of corn, wheat and rice, mean end users like feed mills have flocked to cheaper overseas substitutes. Over the past 5 years, Australian barley exports to China have grown by over 80%, but sorghum exports have soared by a whopping 2,000%.
So sorghum and barley can both be used as an animal feed substitute that corn will typically be used with. Sorghum, it can also be used in baijiu, which is the sorghum liquor that is very popular within China. And there's been some reports where the U.S. sorghum producers have supplied high-quality sorghum for this use, but there's an underlying understanding that a lot of this sorghum is being channeled into the feed industry. And also with barley, not only can it be used for animal feed as a corn substitute, but also could be used to produce brewer's malt and also a substitute for wheat bran in animal feed. So barley, you can utilize it more as a wheat substitute within animal feed as well.
On the 1st of September, all exporters of corn substitutes had to be registered with the Chinese government. The USDA and the International Grains Council have also issued cautions to the global trade that shipments of corn substitutes may be increasingly subjected to enhanced biosecurity inspections.
Starting earlier this year, 2015, there have been increased inspections of barley and sorghum imports. Ostensibly, these inspections are due to the increased risk of dangerous pathogens and pests that could enter the Chinese market.
And this is a fair point. More volume means there's an increased risk of pest and disease incursions.
However, there's also a growing understanding within the government that these grains are being used as a corn substitute, and importers that are and feed mills that are buying these grains could potentially instead be buying domestically produced corn.
Lauren Pewitt says with the stockpile growing and imports of substitutes soaring, something has to give.
These imports cannot keep on increasing exponentially. So it's understandable that the government would step in some way to kind of slow these imports down.
China's done this in the past with interceptions of GM corn that temporarily shut down the trade with US exporters.
You know, I've spoken with malted barley producers in Australia, and they're concerned about when is this ceiling going to be reached? How long can this growth in demand continue? So it's interesting on one point. This growth has been great. It has been excellent for Australia, but there's concern whether this is sustainable because a lot of companies are looking to project their profit margins going into 2016, 2017. As great as this growth has been, I'm sure a lot of players in the industry would prefer to have a stable, steady flow of demand as opposed to these giant spikes and then all of a sudden a roller coaster ride down to the bottom.
The situation highlights the fact that exporting to China sometimes requires an expert knowledge of official policy goals and sensitivities.
Because grains hold such importance for food security within China, and when shipments do get shut down, whether for contamination, you know, the information that comes out of China has always not been forthcoming. Sometimes it could be cryptic, and you don't find out what actually happened until months down the line. Like, this was a policy decision that was made, but it's not exactly clear when it was made and, you know, when it's actually being instituted because there's asymmetry in the marketplace. So exporters in Australia don't have clear indicators on exactly where demand is heading from China, which is somewhat unfortunate.
Lauren Pewitt ending that report from Clint Jasper.